As rain steadily falls, Wild Instinct's rehabilitation director, Mark Naniot, releases a loon into the Wisconsin River. The loon you're hearing is one of four he got calls about on Monday. Wild Instinct's and Rhinelander shared the video of the release on Facebook.
We see this happen every few years.
During weather events like we've seen the last couple of days, where it's cold and wet, it's not uncommon to see loons land on pavement.
Be it a parking lot, be it a roadway, looks like a river or a lake to them when they're flying.
The problem is, once the loon lands, they can't take back off.
And so once they're on the ground, that's pretty much it. They can kind of push themselves around. If there's a water base not too far away, they might be able to make it. But in many cases, they're just too far from the water and can't get there.
The loons might have some ice forming on their wings or may have gotten hurt during the landing. Naniot recommends catching the bird and bringing it to your local wildlife rehabber if you can do so safely.
So if they took like a Rubbermaid container, put it on its side, put something in the bottom of the container so it's not slippery, like a blanket or something. And of course, loons have very formidable beaks, so they want to make sure they've got some gloves and a long sleeve, you know, jacket or something like that on. But just take the container, turn it on its side, use the lid to kind of scoot them into the container, gently turn them upright, and, you know, transport them to your nearest rehabber.
Naniot says if you're not able to do so safely, you can give them a call. You can find numbers for Wild Instincts and other wildlife rehabilitators in the area on our website, wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.